personal development for smart people, helping you grow consciously and create positive transformation in your life. Brought to you by Bron Johnson and Steve Pavlina. Overcoming negative emotions and boosting motivation. A negative emotional state can really ruin your day. Prolonged stress, depression, or anger are clearly not conducive to high levels of performance. And the worst part is that these emotional states tend to be self-perpetuating. Working while overly stressed can lead to even more stress. Depression and worry can cause you to avoid taking the kinds of actions that will help you escape the pit of negativity. And anger can lead you to take unproductive actions you may later regret. While emotional variety can spice up your life, hopefully you'll agree that remaining stuck in a prolonged negative emotional state is something to be avoided. So, if you find yourself in one of these states, what can you do to boost your motivation and keep it high? I've spent a tremendous amount of time studying emotional states, far more than you'd care to know. And I've tried many different strategies for consciously managing my emotions for most of my adult life. I felt this was a worthwhile investment because of how important emotions are in human life. Our feelings largely control how well we utilize our physical and mental resources. Our feelings can literally make or break us. I'm sure you can think of a few people who've been ruined by their inability to successfully manage their emotions. If you've followed Tony Robbins' work at all, you'll note that he places a great deal of emphasis on emotional state management. While I tend to favor different techniques than the one he espouses in his books and seminars, I've found that what he teaches works if you practice it enough. The state management strategies he teaches come from neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP. And there are other sources for that same material aside from Tony Robbins if you don't like that particular style. What I don't like about most NLP state management techniques, though, is that they tend to be very short-term in their effect, and they take some serious conscious effort to apply them. If I'm feeling down, I can use a technique like changing my physiology, i.e. body stance, or conditioning and anger to make myself feel terrific. And it does work just fine. But it doesn't stick, and an hour later, I can feel I'm gradually sinking back to my previous emotional state. Given that I eventually need to sit down at my desk and get back to work, giving myself a temporary emotional boost is nice, but it doesn't do all that much for me over the course of a week unless I'm repeating it every hour. This is my personal experience, so I'm not saying this is true for everyone. There's tremendous individual variety in the efficacy of NLP techniques. Similarly, I can watch a comedy or listen to some music to cheer myself up, but the effect is still very temporary. Giving myself some temporary new input to cheer myself up is nice, but usually my previous emotional state will simply reassert itself within an hour or two later. So, what does work? How do I keep my level of motivation perpetually high? This might sound overly simplistic, but the best strategy I've found for staying motivated and positive is to maintain the daily habit of listening to motivational audio programs. I own quite a few of these programs, so I have hundreds of hours of audio at my disposal. Some of my favorite people to listen to are Earl Nightingale, Brian Tracy, Zig Ziglar, and Dennis Waitley, all of which can be found for purchase online, or you can find great examples of all of these speakers on YouTube or pretty much any other streaming platform. While these programs, and programs like these, are usually packed with great information and ideas, I find that the information itself isn't what usually provides me with the greatest benefit. It's the emotional and motivational fact that provides me with the biggest long-term payoff. I've listened to some of them dozens of times, so I'm not getting many new ideas out of them, but even though the information doesn't change, the positive attitude behind the information reinvigorates me every time. I'll often listen to these audio programs while exercising or while doing other physical tasks like preparing meals or eating, so they don't even take up any extra time. Most of the time, I don't even concentrate on them. I just listen passively while I focus on something else. For me, the effect is undeniable. After 30 to 60 minutes of listening to someone like Zig Ziglar talk about goals, I invariably feel very optimistic and focused. and I tend to get a lot of high priority work done when I'm in that kind of emotional state. But the key for me was to maintain this as a daily habit. Just like physical exercise should be a daily habit, I feel daily emotional conditioning is at least as important. Whenever I've fallen out of this habit for weeks or months at a time, I've invariably gotten sucked down into negative emotional states. Then I remember my solution, plug back in, and my attitude and productivity shoot back up again. When I went through college in 3 semesters, I listened to these motivational tapes religiously. My average weekday was about 8 hours of classes, but I remember that in my final semester, I had one day each week with 13 hours of classes back to back, from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., with 15-minute breaks between each class. Those days were pretty insane, but in those short breaks, as I walked from one class to the next, I put my headphones back on and listened to my cassettes. So no matter how tough things got, I was constantly reconditioning myself to have a positive, can-do attitude, and this kept me enthusiastic and on top of my workload. One of my all-time favorite audio programs is Lead the Field by Earl Nightingale. This program is fairly old, and Earl is deceased, but in my opinion, it's still one of the best programs of its type and a great one to start with if you've never listened to any other motivational audio. And again, you can find that very easily just by Googling Lead the Field by Earl Nightingale. What I like about listening to audio programs is that it's easy, mindless, and passive. All I need to do is stick on my headphones and press play. I generally aim for about 30 minutes per day, usually when I exercise, and this is enough to keep me feeling generally positive and optimistic all day long and getting plenty of work done. I'm not sure if you've noticed, and not to sound arrogant or condescending, but there are an awful lot of whiny people on this planet, and their negative emotions will tend to rub off on you and infect you with the whininess disease if you don't inoculate yourself against it. Daily inoculations of motivational audio programs are by far the best antidote I've found for this ailment. It helps me stay focused on my goals and avoid going to pity parties. Pick up some kind of motivational audio program and try listening to it for at least 30 minutes a day for a week, and see what effect it has on your attitude and your actions. I think you'll find, as I do, that this habit is one of the best you can develop. Reading uplifting material is also effective, but I personally prefer audio for my daily emotional conditioning so I can do other things at the same time. But there are plenty of great books and articles that can help keep your attitude positive as well. Is it possible to overdo this? Yeah, I think so. I find it best to maintain an even emotional state that falls on the optimistic side. In my experience, that's the best for personal productivity. I don't work as hard when I'm feeling pessimistic. But I don't think it's wise to get yourself so emotionally rah-rah that you lose sight of reality and start making foolish decisions. The goal should be to manage your emotions in such a way that you can best leverage your physical and mental resources. Most people would label this sweet spot the state of being passionate about what you do. But don't push your emotions to such a level of intensity where you're blocking access to your best thinking. Put yourself in a state where you feel positive and generate positive results, but don't overtrain yourself to the point where you're feeling great about mediocre results.